Day 3 of Democrat Convention launches with assault on guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 19, 2020. Day 3 of the Democrat National Convention launched on Wednesday with a full-blown assault on guns in America. The night began with a video collage of speakers who lost family members to gun crime and also focused on the speakers at the March 24, 2018, March for Our Lives rally in Washington, D.C. Speakers from the rally said, "They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence, we call BS." They then said, "They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, we call BS." They did not mention that Cook County, Illinois, which constitutes a large portion of the Chicago area, has an assault weapons ban. They did not mention that the state of Illinois has licensing requirements for all gun owners and the process for obtaining that license. A firearm owner's identification, FOID, card, requires a background check. They did not mention that Illinois has a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases, nor did they point out that background checks for all retail gun sales are a federal requirement and have been a requirement since 1998. This means a retail gun sale in any state and or city requires a background check, yet the violence in Chicago grows. Family members of the victims of the June 12, 2016, Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting appeared in the montage as well. They did not mention that the Pulse gunman carried a handgun and a rifle, that he had passed a background check for the firearms, and that he had gone through a waiting period for the handgun. Joe Biden appeared toward the end of the gun control montage, and, with numerous members of the Michael Bloomberg-affiliated Moms Demand Action gun control group standing behind him, he talked of promising survivors of gun crime that he will never, 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 never give up this fight for gun control. The montage ended with gun control proponent Gabby Giffords talking about surviving the January 8, 2011, attack on her in Tucson, Arizona. She talked of days of pain and talked of hope. She and her husband, Mark Kelly, have spent the years since her attack fighting for background checks and other gun controls. Giffords' attacker passed a background check to acquire the gun he used in the attack. On August 19, 2020, Breitbart News reported that the 2020 Democrat platform includes a ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and an expansion on the number of persons prohibited from gun ownership. They also seek storage requirements for gun owners and plan to open gun makers to lawsuits by doing away with the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, 2005. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.